Okay.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in a day.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Oh, you started.
Wow. Episode 573. Oh, 573.
This is Ricky.
And this is James Franca.
Who? James Franca?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that James Franco's twin brother?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Off of the evil planet. It's his alter ego.
I need you to log into the Google Hangout stuff. So we're going to try to call Allison today and see if that works. I'm going to text her now.
Again, for the 18th time.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys, recorded out of Chicago, Illinois, the far west side of Chicago, Illinois.
Northwest side
of Chicago, Illinois. Uh-huh. That makes it better.
Yes.
I guess Northwest does, because Southwest... Ooh, you'd hear shotguns right now, probably.
You'd hear all sorts of stuff.
What else would we hear?
You would hear a lot of ghetto music,
uh-huh,
both black and Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably hear a lot of screaming, both murderous screaming.
And baby mama screaming.
Well, that and children's.
Yeah. Children's.
What else would you hear? I don't know.
let's see, gunshots. You would hear the factory, the trains, because all the trains are all connected down through that way.
What's that called?
The rail yards.
There you go.
Which Wilson, that area where you know where the Targhetto is. That all used to be
rail yards
also. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it used to be like it was the weirdest thing when you saw it kind of like come about. It was like, what the hell's going on? So, today is Saturday the 18th, and
we're kind of off our game today, but it's not that we're off our game, it's because we're both using the exact same microphones.
So I'm coming to you at like HD sound. Right. Hello.
It's like that Dolby 7.1
right.
Sound in the
Dolby
movie theater.
12.
Right. So the only thing we have left to change out are the cords.
Which is, yeah.
Or the cables. Oh, this is monster cable. This is a monster cable.
Yeah. That's what I told you. That we have
monster cables.
Oh, I
thought the ones that you saw at the store were made. I didn't know we had these fancy ones.
Yes.
That's
why we'd be sounding
Wait,
so
was
good.
Monster even around 8 years ago?
Yeah, well, they've been around for a long time because they've been providing supply for like all their entertainment,
mm-hmm,
like cables and the concerts and things like that. So they've been around for a long time. Beats was the one that was introduced not too long
but
ago.
But in Monster and Beat from the same company?
So Beats is a subsidiary of Monster. Beats is kind of like how Pixar was to Apple, kind of. So
okay.
Meaning like they took Monster's technology and packaged it under Dre Beats.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, of course he had something
to do with... I knew they were related somehow.
Yeah, he had something to do with like the part of the technology, like the mm-hmm sound and stuff like that. Like I think it had to do something with like the bass and all that, but Monsters is the one that provided the actual like equipment.
So we have the same microphones now. Roger finally ordered it came in. When he texted me, I was like, what?
I know,
what?
I was at work.
What
like
is
this,
happening? Oh, because do you have everything delivered to work too?
Oh yeah,
I do too, and my coworkers think I'm a shopaholic, but it's really not that. It's shopaholic.
I get the email every now and then from HR. You can't have stuff personally delivered to here.
Oh, that's not a problem at my job.
And I tell them, suck it.
Right. Well, I could see it at your job because there's thousands of people that work at that.
Completely. That entire conversation out.
Oh, please. No one cares. I'll do it. Anyway, the place of your employment has thousands of employees. So I could see why they would be like, you know what? No.
Yeah.
But my place of employment only has like 200 people in our building. Like the entire building.
Got it.
So they're like, oh, Ricky got another package.
No,
I got two yesterday.
I think the only time that they say something is when it is being delivered through USPS.
Oh, the United States Postal Service?
Yeah, because it has to actually go through
the mail service. I hate them.
I know, and Amazon uses them sometimes, and I hate that. So that's when they have a problem with it, because like if they see a lot of it, so if I order stuff from like eBay and they don't, because most of the time people who send from eBay.
Oh my God, eBay's still around.
Yeah. That stuff will they'll say something to me if it's a lot. They'll be like, you know, it's
You know, I'm a Prime member on Amazon.
Right. So am I.
And so you can pretty much get anything you want on Amazon if you do not want to have to go to the store for it, right?
Right.
So yesterday, I'm on this mission, you guys, to find this compact bag that's like a sling. What? That's not a backpack.
Okay.
So that I could just carry my laptop in, a few things, minimal. Like I'm going from big backpack to minimal because I'm doing this whole minimal thing in my life.
Oh.
So I thought I found it. It was a Tumi bag. It looked beautiful online. Yeah, so
you showed me a picture of it.
So I got it.
You bought it?
I did buy it.
Oh my God, you actually spent that money?
I bought it, but let me finish my story. I go to try to put my computer inside. Doesn't fit.
Why did you not... Girl, you know, you should know better.
You know what? I wanted to touch it. I wanted to see it.
First of all, the two things that you did wrong.
We don't need to name the price. No, it's a Tumi, so people know what that means.
I can't believe that you actually dropped that, but I would have probably done the same thing. But two questions. First of all, you should know better. Like, why would you not like check the dimensions before...
I did check the dimensions.
No, you didn't. Because I would have never ordered it had I known that the dimensions didn't fit my laptop.
Well, originally the idea wasn't that my laptop was going to go in it. But then I was like, well, now that I go over to your house to record all the time, I just want to take the minimum with me. I don't want to have to take everything else with me.
Right. Well, what else? I mean, you came over here and dropped the box. And it didn't. And it all it included was this. All you needed to drop off was this. And I have a bunch of shit in there.
Yeah, like stuff that I need to take back home. Well, there's stands in there that we no longer use. But they're so fucking heavy, we can't mail them anywhere because it'd be like $9,000.
Right. Well, I can give you a nicer box if you want, so you can take that shit back to your house.
I need all that. I mean, I'll take a look through it.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, the green headphones in there, they really don't work that well because there's a short in it. I don't... Which I love those headphones, but they stopped working because that they have sucks. A short in the connecting.
In the wiring.
So anyway, this bag, it was beautiful. I loved it. I got it at work. I was so excited. And then you know that point where you're like, this really isn't practical for the money that I spent. That's when I was like, this is going back. So it's on its way back to Amazon.
Oh, you got it through Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, so then it was probably a little cheaper than it would have been.
No.
Oh,
it was still the same price because it's at Amazon, the actual product is, but it's still
through
to me.
Got it.
If the bag would have fit this computer, I would have kept it.
Because I think those bags are sometimes, when they're that kind of small, I think that the bags are not meant to fit. They're meant to fit the computer, but not with the case. Like, if you put the computer in there.
I took the case off, too.
Oh, did you?
And it did not fit.
And it still didn't fit. Oh.
It was made for iPads. That's basically what it's made for.
Got it. That makes sense.
So, I was like, okay, sending it back. And then, yesterday, Tony ordered a thermometer and a blood pressure machine, you know? I was like, okay. So
for?
just to check his blood pressure, because I'll talk about it in a second. He's out. There's an issue.
Oh, no, no.
We get the blood pressure cuff thing, the machine. And Roger, when I tell you it was made for a 114-year-old person, it was literally made for a 114-year-old person. Like, the whole thing was bigger than my computer. Like, just the screen to press the buttons. You know how they have the cell phones for the old people that just have the big buttons on it
Press? Yeah. Kind of like that's those big calculators?
Yes!
that you're like, plus five.
Like you're on the Price is Right or something? Like the huge thing? Yeah. I was like,
I have to, wait. I actually have to look that up because now that's going to be, wait.
I was like, this has to go back. So that's going back also as well. But you know what I found interesting?
Is it blood pressure monitor?
Yeah. Okay. You know, like the machine that you hook up to your arm.
Yeah.
It's Omron or something like that is what it's called. But this is what I found interesting. And I don't know why I had to do this. For the Tumi bag, I sent it back and I didn't have to pay shipping. But for Tony's machine, I had to pay shipping to send it back.
Because it probably didn't come from a Prime.
No, they both came from Amazon Warehouse.
Oh, but were they Prime eligible?
Yeah, they were Prime. I only shop Prime products.
Isn't that weird?
But I think it may have to do something, because I had to put a special label on the outside saying it had some kind of ionized batteries inside of it. So maybe it has some kind of special shipping.
I would call Amazon about that, because that's strange.
Well, they're the ones that sent me the label to put on the box.
And so, so how much did you pay?
Like $6.95.
That's interesting.
And I get free shipping. So I was like, why can't I get free shipping back?
Whatever. Yeah, that is, I would have called. And just to make sure, I mean, not if for anything that, just to make sure that you weren't, because I find that really strange that you
would have had to. I can email them. I'll email them.
Yeah.
And like, I've had great. That's like, we're just going to switch to, so I'm looking for this bag.
Yeah.
And I cannot find one. This is the one that
you should buy. You should get. It's the Withings Wireless Blood Pressure Monitor.
How much is it?
It's $129.
That's more than what he wants to spend. But I'll show it to him, though. I mean, he might like it.
You can. It's got, do you go, like, when you do your shopping, do you check, like, reviews and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do all that too.
I mean, it's got four reviews. I mean, it's pretty, if you look at it, it's pretty like big enough to.
Oh yeah. He wants something that's portable. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems, I don't know. This is the ones that I've heard a lot of good reviews about this one. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. And it goes with your phone too, right?
Yeah. I think that's how you track everything.
Okay.
But.
So I'm looking for this bag for a bag. I haven't found it. Like last night during my Ambien haze. I was like looking, but I was like, I'm DPC tie tie. I need to go to bed. So,
did you buy anything?
No, I didn't buy anything.
Why didn't you just look for? Why don't you just Google like sling bag or sling bag?
Sling bag. But I need one that's going to fit the computer, and most of them are just like sling gym bags. So it's just like enough for a towel or a water bottle or something.
Here, let me.
It's see not. What I can find. Well, no, we can shop later.
Anyways.
So I'm looking for that bag. But along with the blood pressure thing, Tony last week wasn't feeling that well at work.
Right.
And they took his blood pressure at work, you know, because he works at a medical facility.
Right.
And his blood pressure was like scary high, like stroke high.
Oh, my God.
So... And he takes blood pressure medication, and he hasn't been feeling good. Mm-hmm. So his work sent him home. They actually made him take a cab home because they needed a receipt showing that he actually went home. You know, that they're not at fault. So he went to the doctor. Which is strange
because you would think since they have like nurses and stuff, they would have given him something to calm him before they sent him off on his way.
Well,
that makes sense, right?
Right. But the thing is that he's already on a medication.
Oh,
so
yeah. I would have sent his ass to the hospital, but like, you need to go.
Right.
Immediately. Because you never know. I mean, that's
always. Well, he went to his doctor the same day.
Oh, okay.
So
good.
And then they set him up to go to a cardiologist, which he went to yesterday. So now he's like wearing this machine. Right. It's like so high tech. Like this shit.
It's to monitor his heart. My sister has to wear that as well. Or she will have to wear that soon.
It's cool though, because you know, you used to have to be able to wear it. It recorded it, and then you had to go to the doctor, and then they had to do everything.
Right.
Now they have it, so you wear the machine, and then you have like a little AT&T phone next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Sends everything to the phone, sends everything to the company. So they're monitoring him. So if something happens, if it gets too high, they can say, you need to lay down, you need to do this, you need to do that. So
my grandmother wore one for like a couple of days for the same reason, obviously, to make sure her heart was okay and whatever. And it was the same thing. I mean, it was connected to her, and hers, I think, because it was a little bit older, so it wasn't, I mean, it was a long time ago.
Right.
So she, all she did was like, it recorded everything in like a little like disc, kind of like a SD kind of thing. Right. And then when she'd go to the doctor, they would pull all the information. My grandmother has a pacemaker, and when in the past, when she was here, ever so often, they would call to get the readings from the pacemaker, make sure that everything is working okay, make sure that nothing is like, if the heart is skipping or whatever, like if she needs to have more power or whatever.
Right.
What they would do is we would put the phone. We had like a special phone, like headphone, or I should say receiver. And they would put it, I would put it on her pacemaker, and it would literally read.
That's weird.
And then.
So it's like a stethoscope, kind of.
Kind of. And then I would put the phone, like my phone, I would put it on the thingy, and then the nurse would pull all the information from there.
That's weird.
It's the weirdest fucking thing, but it was so cool.
That was so like ancient.
I know.
But high tech at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. And then I remember one time. Because, you know, when you get a pacemaker, you're not supposed to really stand anywhere. Like, you're supposed to tell if you go in for an MRI, anything that has to do with
microwaves,
anything like that. You have to tell, like, especially like at the airport, you have to let them know, hey, she has a pacemaker. Is there any way that you can, you know, whatever. So I remember one time, I guess my grandmother had been standing by she had a bad habit of standing in front of the microwave.
Oh,
a lot. So I guess it was too much one time. And when we were doing her test, the nurse was like, after I got out, I was like, so is everything okay? And she's like, well, she's like, has your grandmother, like, has she been feeling well? And we're like, yeah, I mean, she hasn't really complained about it. I mean, her normal complaining, but like nothing like, I was like, why? And she was like, well, she's like, because I am looking at her numbers and it looks like she had a spike was done, and she's like, and that's not, she's like, it's not abnormal, she's like, but reading her other stuff, it is a little suspicious. And she's like, has she been like, does she sit near a microwave or something? And we're like, yeah, she tends to stand in front of the microwave. The nurse was like, no, tell her not to do that, because that could actually fuck with the numbers and what is set. And we were like, oh, I'm like, you know what? I was like, now that I remember, she did kind of feel something, because I remember that one time that she was standing in front of the microwave, I remember her saying, oh, she's like, I got kind of dizzy. She's like, so she sat down and she felt fine because she moved away from the microwave. So I was like, you need to stay away from the microwave.
2 seconds talking about old ailments.
Right. So is he okay? So is he okay now? Or what's the process at this point?
Right now, he's just wearing it until Tuesday. And then he has to go back. And then I guess they'll tell him the results or whatever.
Got it.
And they'll adjust his medication or change his medication.
Got it.
So I was.
How's his blood pressure, though? I mean, or is that where you.
That's what he's
being monitored for?
Right. Too, I guess. I guess the machine does that. I don't know how that works. So they're working on it. It scared me a little bit because I was like, oh, he's an older guy. And. You know, that the worst thing always comes into your head. It's right, never like, oh,
make sure that will is written out.
Yeah. All right. So how was your week?
My week was all right. It was, you know, just working and just coming back here and just, that's really about it. And there's
nothing special happened.
Too exciting.
Anything.
No, I mean.
Well, my week. You know, last week I wasn't feeling that well when we recorded. I was like, oh, you know, I kind of feel kind of coughy. It's I still kind of feel coffee, like actually not like, this coffee's good.
Oh, yeah. Coughing.
Yeah. But I didn't really do anything about it because I thought it was just the aftermath of like Pride 48.
Right.
You know, which it is. It was really
right.
The aftermath.
Which
of that.
Is really strange. I mean, because like it wasn't. I just find it really strange that that happened. I mean, I guess maybe you're more susceptible to it just because you're a little bit more sensitive than I would be. But we weren't even, like, we didn't walk through the lobby that, at least I don't feel like we walked through the lobby that mm-hmm. much. I wonder if it was just, like, being in the hotel room itself as well. Like, because it's been, I'm sure they haven't cleaned the carpet in a long time and things right. like that. Like, I just.
Well, it could be quality. Like the old air conditioning unit and I don't know. Right. But all I know is that Sunday I slept a lot and then Monday I went to work.
Uh-huh.
And like Monday morning I stopped at Walgreens. I was like, oh, let me get some Benadryl and some cough medicine. But you know, because motherfuckers going to work. I am not wasting PTO days on this, right?
Yeah, that whole PTO thing.
I hate that.
I know. I we don't have that, so it's ours is right. all like divided.
Yeah, they used to be divided, but then they did a bunch of changes. So, but anyway, so I get to work on Monday and my boss walks in as I'm like chugging a shot of Robitussin and she's like, oh, that can't be good. And I was like, oh no, it's okay. I'm just taking off the edge from this weekend. And she's like, what? I was like, it's a joke.
Yes, because because Ricky gets high.
I
off
get
of...
so crazy on the weekends here. So, you know, I took the Benadryl, which uh-huh. made me seep die tie. Like I was at my desk. I was about to fall out.
I hate. That's why I can't. I have to take the day one, uh-huh. and I can't like take the night one. The night one will knock me out for sure.
So I'm sitting at my desk. I get through the first thing of Benadryl. You know, of it like being super sleepy. And then it's lunchtime. And I was like, okay, well, let me go get some lunch. I'll eat and then I'll take more medication.
Right, right, right.
So I get lunch. I just have some soup because I don't really feel that well.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I love soup. I will eat. It's a backpack though, right?
No, it's a sling bag.
Oh, okay.
Sling pack.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, I'll eat soup like every fucking day of my life. I love soup. Love, love, love it. Anyway, I get back to my desk and I'm eating it. And then afterwards, I'm like, I'm not feeling that good.
Like, so, like you got a shit or like?
No, like I have a fever.
Got it.
Like, you know, it's starting to kick in. So hey, I told my boss, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go home because I don't feel good. And she's like, I was hoping you would have said that around 9 o'clock this morning. I was
like, oh. It's because she doesn't want Ebola.
Right. So I go home. I sleep from like 2 to like 2 o'clock in the afternoon until like 8 o'clock the next morning.
Uh-huh.
Like I slept the whole
time. The fuck?
Because I just didn't feel good. So anyway, I went to, went to the doctor. I had a sinus infection with a post nasal drip, which was making me cough more mm-hmm. and inflamed bronchial tubes being exposed to cigarette smoke.
Oh, not,
God, so, I mean, and since I didn't go finish the rest of it, you know, or since I didn't go to the doctor right away,
right.
It made it worse. So now I'm feeling better. I just have a little cough. I love, love. The cough medication they give you.
Oh, yeah, because it's got codeine or it's like
codeine.
Sleepy and, sleep.
Oh, my God. And I love it even better from Target because they stick it in a bottle and they give you a syringe to take your dosages. So you're like you turning like the bottle upside down. Yes, I love it. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on Breaking Bad right now. Stupid. So I'm feeling better, but now the nasty stuff is starting to come up from my lungs. So.
Well, I'll tell you, I actually had to make an appointment. yes, we're coming to you from our beehive, by the way. Which
it's probably too cold today.
No, there haven't. I killed one bee this last week because I covered all the holes in the bathroom.
Be alert.
Right. Be news. So I covered that, and then they fixed the roof. So that also, I think,
helped. Did anybody get stung?
No. They haven't fixed the outside, the front part.
Oh, okay.
He's going to come back and fill with plaster, so that way they can't make any more nests. So over the winter, whatever is there is going to die, because there won't be no food, so they'll die. Yesterday we had one, but I think it's been a week since we've had one. And the week prior, I killed at least 20.
Girl, huge. They're big. Huge. After we were done recording, I had to go take a dump down in Roger's bathroom.
And you killed two, right?
Yeah. But
I don't even know how you were sitting in that small ass room.
Even more embarrassing is, as I'm in the middle of it, I hear your mom come into the house. And I'm like, no, she's going to have to use the bathroom after I'm done. And there's no fan and there was no spray.
Yeah. Well, because it's just my mom and I, and we poop flowers, so it smells good.
You are so stupid.
So, but you know, going on to what you were saying about your sinus thing. So I called, so remember I was saying I had like that ear popping thing that sounded kind of like it was a fucking fly. So I actually have to go on Thursday to get an ear test. It's an ear test. So they'll check my hearing and then they're going to check inside my ear and all that. Because I think I may have like a subcutaneous like infection.
Like swimmer's ear or something.
Something. Yeah. Cause the last time I had some sort of ear infection, I got vertigo because I had a sinus infection that was causing me to have.
Do you know that you can have an ear infection and not know it?
Yeah.
And one of the side effects is just vomiting on cue, like just. You're fine, you're driving, and you just vomit. That's like one of the side effects.
Yeah.
And some people don't even know they have an ear infection.
Yeah. Well, the vertigo stuff, like I told the nurse who was taking my appointment, I was like, you know, I did have vertigo a couple months ago. It was really bad. Like, have you ever experienced that?
I think I probably have. I don't know if it's the same though. But like if I'm bent over for a long period of time and then I stand up real quick.
I think that's more of blood pressure.
Oh,
that's
I don't
like
know
a rush of blood all of a sudden. No, vertigo is literally like you're sitting there.
My
and
penises have vertigo a lot.
What? It's just shaking,
right?
It's
just
and then it spits,
right? Because it has an ear infection. It just vomits.
Vomits everywhere. No. So basically, the way that vertigo works, which is anyone of our listeners who's ever had vertigo, you will definitely know what I'm talking about. But I would sit at my desk and like it would usually be really bad in the morning because like, you know, your body's still trying to get everything and like get itself situated. And, you know, your blood pressure is typically a little bit higher in the morning because you're kind of like trying to get ready and all that shit. I was sitting at my desk and it felt like I was hungover as shit. The world was spinning. Like I was sitting at my desk and things were going like this. It felt like I was on a fucking boat. And I would close my eyes.
Oh, it's the same feeling like you're have you ever been to like the ocean for like a week and you've been like in the water and then when you or let's say you've been in the water all day, you know, playing or whatever in the beach, and then when you go home like to the room to sleep, you kind of feel like you're still kind of like moving like with the waves. Is that what it's like?
Times 10.
Oh, yeah. And sickies.
Yeah, it's bad. I was literally, and I would tell Jules, I'd be like, oh my God, I was like, I have this, I'm like, I'm really dizzy. And I'm like, stop moving because I can't see, like I couldn't focus on her because it was horrible to try to focus on her. So I finally
Because she's so ugly.
Jules is not ugly.
Well, I know that, but that's what you were probably thinking.
No.
Oh my God, Jules, you are so ugly, but I'm going to blame it on vertigo. Please stop moving and talking to me right now.
Anyway.
Because you're a bitchy friend.
Anyway, so I finally got to the doctor and the doctor was like, you have vertigo. She's like, I can see that you have like, there's like, stuff in your ear and blah blah blah. So I told the nurse that and she's like, oh yeah, she's like, you need to come in. She's like, because that could definitely be like a sinus issue that you have and you need to correct it and you could have an ear infection and you don't even know. So I'm doing that on Thursday. I'll go see my, I'll take the test and then I'll see the doctor right after.
Does your work, like where I work, like, I guess they just give us a bunch of free shit. Like they actually have a company come to our work and we do our hearing test in this trailer. So we do all of our hearing tests.
Like what do you define hearing? Cause that's what I asked her. And I was like,
it's like where you put on the headphones and you're like in the room. And they do the beep, beep, and you have to press the things.
That's just a screening. Actually, because she explained it to me, that's what I said. She goes, have you had an ear test in the last, like an ear exam in the last couple? And I was like, wait, are you talking about like the ear exam where like they tell you, you know, lift your hand up if you hear a beep? And she's like, she started laughing. She's like, actually, that's a screening. That's just so that you can hear. What we do is go further than that. Like they check all the way inside and they check.
So they're going to like look inside your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah. So it's a more extensive.
Well, have fun with that. Cause I don't like fucking anything inside my ear.
No, I don't either. And it's going to be strange. Cause I get really like, I'm really sensitive to like with my ear stuff, which I think it could be causing my teeth to hurt. So I think I have an infection cause my teeth have been hurting a lot on this side. So I think it's all kind of together.
I have a question.
Sure.
You know, you're not supposed to stick Q-tips in your ears. That's like against the rules, but everyone does it.
Right.
So if you go too far, does it make you cough?
If it hits a particular like part in there, yeah. If I go too far, it'll have little hairs in there. So it makes you, in mine, it'll make me like sneeze or it gives me like tickles, but sometimes my ear is so itchy, girl, I'm like, oh, that feels so good.
Dr. P, we're going to need you to answer us and tell us why when you stick your Q-tip in your ear and it goes a little bit too far, it makes you cough.
I'm going to venture to say that it's probably the hair follicles that are in your ear. If you go too far in there, it lets you, like, the receptors, like the nerves and those little hairs let you know, like, you've gone too far. So it's probably a way of, like, signaling that.
All right, so we are at 33 minutes of talking about medical issues
because we're old
and fat
and gay. And clearly this is what happens when you get old, fat, and gay
and record a podcast.
Right, exactly.
So we're gonna finish up the show and then we're gonna do another one.
Yes.
And then...
because we have to address a couple of things on the other one.
Yes, there's a few things I want to talk about. And then you'll have to tell me the other things because I don't remember.
Okay.
I guess addressing. It sounds like it's negative or bad.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It's good. I like your shirt.
Thank you. I get this every year when I go volunteer at the Bucktown Arts Festival. Oh, they give us volunteer shirts.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Yours is ugly.
Thanks. Like, thanks.
Your classic V-neck.
Yeah, I can't. That's like restricting. And I think it's because of my thyroid. Because when I had a goiter, it was like,
oh, you get that?
I could, yeah.
All right, no more medical issues. We're done with that. Dr. P might love this episode. Right. Everyone else is gonna be like, you're fucking boring.
This is fucking boring. Shit. Oh, speaking of boring, or should we talk about that review on the next podcast?
There's a review that says
not a review, but like, you know, the
On the next podcast we're going to talk about the cereal episode because I heard it.
Yes. Oh, you hear? Yeah. Ah! Okay, good.
All right, so we're gonna leave. This is Ricky
and this is James Franco.
I thought it was
Franca.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.